Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews, and the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim, and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's film is a little bit of a change of pace for us. It is a Netflix docudrama that explores social media, and as opposed to our usual fare, it's actually a good movie. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was my cup of tea. Social media and the way it is affecting our society is a critical issue at this period, and this really does a good job of explaining it. So I highly recommend it, and I really like this movie. What about you?
I definitely agree. This is a really great illustration of what's going on in our culture and how it's affecting all of us every single day. I love the movie. Please give it a shot.
For folks who haven't seen it, Tim, tell them about it.
The film brings together former top social media leaders who share their perspectives on how social media harms mental health, manipulates politics, and promotes conspiracy theories to the detriment of society. Michael, you say this was your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
This is a highly complex topic. Social media is an incredibly interconnected web, and it's really difficult to explain, especially if you're not an expert in social media. But I think this documentary does a good job of simplifying it down to the point that everyone can watch it and understand how this impacts their life, and that matters.
The film does a great job of illustrating these issues for us, and it doesn't do it in a reactionary, save the children kind of way. This is a movie that really gives you a really good perspective on what's going on and the tools that social media uses. Now,
one of the reasons I think this documentary is so successful is because of its guests. Because of the high-profile people they get to talk about these topics, it really, really brings it home. It's not just academics opining about this from the ivory tower. They've got the actual guy who invented the Facebook like button in the documentary, and he's explaining the implications of his programming. And the CEO of Pinterest is there, talking about what his impact on the industry has been. That is really cool, and I think it brings it full circle for us.
These people are almost commenting on their legacy and on what their work was intended to do and what it's actually done. I think that's a really fascinating perspective for the film.
It also gives us some great actionable steps that we can take. We were actually laughing afterwards that we turned off the notifications on our phone because that was one of the recommendations that they had. So it's nice in these big sweeping documentaries to walk out with some things that I can do today that aren't just creating a cultural revolution, which feels too daunting.
Yeah, you can really feel minuscule compared to the scale of some of these issues, and this film does a great job of giving you actionable steps. Michael, was there anything that didn't work for you about the film?
One of the tactics that they use that I do think works really well is they use the dramatization that runs throughout the entire film. They've got a family, and while these executives are talking about their programming, they show how it plays out in real time at the dinner table when we all have our phones out, or the way social media affects young people. However, you get invested in these characters and you kind of want to know how their story ends, but they actually are just props there. And I kind of wish that they had tied up some loose ends that they left at the end of the film with those folks.
Yeah, toward the end, the movie gets a little bit too after-school special, a little too reefer madness, if you will, where they really go all in on the dramatic consequences of these actions. It's a little too much for me. It doesn't really work. Up until then, great. Michael, when would you recommend the film?
With how important this conversation is, I would recommend this film to everyone. I think everyone should watch this movie, and it can inform the way that they think about these issues in the future.
This is a great film, a great depiction of an issue, and I think everybody should check it out once or even twice. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.